It crept up my arms as I eased forward. My skin crawled, and I developed severe goosebumps. I said, "You'd better hold on to me, Willow, in case I needed yanking back. In case you need the connection to the pick." The shield was not rejecting me. Not yet. Swan rested his hands on my shoulders an instant before the tingling reached my body. I began to shiver. Suddenly I had the chills and shakes of an autumn sickness. "Ooh," Swan said. "This feels weird." "It gets weirder," I promised. "I've got one of those agues where the chill goes all the way to the marrow."
Yeah, I'm getting there too. Toss in some joint aches too. Come on, let's get that fire started and warm ourselves."
Would fire be enough? Once we moved forward another 10 feet, the miseries stopped getting worse. The tingling on the outside faded. I told Swan, "I think it's safe to let go now."
"You should have seen your hair. It started dancing around when we were halfway through. It lasted only a couple of steps, but it was a sight."
"I'll bet." My hair was a sight anyway, usually. I did not offer it nearly enough attention, and I had not had it trimmed in months. "Got anything to start a fire with?"
"You don't? You didn't prepare for this? You knew it had to be done, and you didn't bring..."
"All right. We'll use mine. I just don't have much tinder left. Didn't want to use mine up when I could use yours."
"Thanks a lot. You're getting as bad as those two nasty old men."
Chagrined, he recalled that one of the nasty old men he meant had just completed his tenure with the company. "I learned from the best. Listen. I've been thinking about this. Even if we are past all the traps, the books themselves might be dangerous. Considering the way the brains of wizards work, it's probably not a smart thing to peek inside at the pages. One look at the writings, and you're likely to spend the rest of your life standing there reading, even if you don't recognize a word. Out loud. I recall reading about a spell that worked that way once."
"So what do we do?"
"You notice that all three books are open? We'll have to come at them from underneath and tip the covers shut, so that they end up face down. Even then, we might want to handle them with our eyes shut when we go burn them. I've read about grimoires that the Rakshasas bound into their covers. Although nothing as exciting as that ever turned up in the library where I had worked."
"A talking book that can read itself to me. That's what I need."
"I thought Soulcatcher made you learn how to read when you were the King of the Greys."
"She did. That don't mean I want to read. Reading is bloody hard work."
"I thought managing a brewery was hard work. You never shied away from that." Being shorter, I took the job of sneaking up on the three lecterns. I used extreme caution. They might have been great actors, but I was soon convinced that they could not see me coming.
"I like making beer. I don't like reading."
He should have been the one getting ready to burn books then. I was suffering a crisis of conscience as troublesome as any of my crises of faith. I loved books. I believed in books. As a rule, I did not believe